The Public Servants. To be delivered by a sad man, standing in a single light. He is a baritone. He sings softly in recitative. Clearly, although he sings with great dignity and attention to form, he is an amateur. The audience is distracted. He is not sure when to exit. 1. Washington. The tree fallen, of course, but the blade, too, already hung on its nail beside the shovel. And because the day was hot, unseasonably, the blossoms had begun to wilt. Until a woman, not kin, visited the tree in private. All this before the future president proclaimed, "I always tell the truth." She peeled off the disk of sap that had dried to mask the blade marks. Held up to light the sap, she said to no one, was the transparent word of George Washington, incalculable, like wind and seed. A small man, almost frail, arrives. He stands at the side of the stage, dressed as the poem instructs. From above, a boy's choir delivers the words of his story. Although he moves his lips, he does not sing. 2. Harness. To serve is a luxury, a harness, collar and cuff worn down into a comfort that reveals the alternate warp of cotton facing. On this Saturday, I strolled down Market Street, carrying with my accustomed yoke a canary cage and pick, proof that variety thrives within captivity. On the city green, I proclaim my master's gift, his righteousness, theft is for the idle, and then confess my own intelligence shines in a vacuum of addictive action, in two, like a filament, weakened. For this reason, I am assigned to labor in the field. My life is reduced to experiment, a skirt, designed not only to promote the slow correction of crypt orchid, adding the pleasurable freedom of breeze about my legs, but also to remind me, by its pleats, that each success, in order to legitimize my failure, is creased perfectly against the next. A chorus line of identically dressed detectives enters. They perform a complex soft shoe to the dying strains of the boys' choir. Then, standing completely still, they deliver the words of their poem in perfect unison. 3. Quota. At the base of truth lies recriminations, bullets that whistle out in daylight, that lodge in the doorframe until they are pried free to be scattered about the rock foundation. Our conscience demands that we do only as we please, ignore a scream for help, to register pleas for corrected profiles, second trajectories. Our fingers pocket a souvenir, worry each discrepant fact, the victim's abbreviated name, the unknown past, until the steel is as black as the backside of the Polaroid. Untraceable. Misfortune not shared, but pre-assigned. The lights dim.